Given the way both parties fought over whether to even hold the April election, it seemed unclear which side had the edge. That was exacerbated by last Tuesday's in-person voting, when voters and poll workers wore masks and gloves to cast their ballots. Voters stood in line for hours despite public health warnings to avoid large crowds. Karofsky said last night in a video conference speech that she was moved by their support.
You know, a lot of times on election day, we're wringing our hands because we're so upset about voter apathy. That wasn't the problem on Tuesday. People wanted their voices heard.
Karofsky's win trims the conservative majority on the court to 4-3. It also means 6 out of 7 of the justices will be women. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.